Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right out here in our operations area here in Miami, Florida. The official clock says it's 11 a.m. Eastern. Time for an update with a brand new advisory that we've just issued. The biggest change is moving north-northwest instead of just northwest at 8 miles an hour. So starting to make that little turn towards the north as we've been advertising. The wind stayed the same, 65 miles an hour. So a very strong tropical storm. Isa Eas continues to bring that heavy rain over portions of the Bahamas and will continue to trek along the mid-Atlantic and even up to the northeast. Let's go ahead and look at the latest forecast. We'll start off with the radar here. You can see the center right here, but you also see most of the convection off to the east and actually somewhat rotating. You can kind of see that the tilting nature of this storm associated with that wind shear. So still more rain for the Bahamas with that wind and that rain continuing. And the latest forecast that we have just issued, not much change in that forecast, continues right along the track that we've had right along the coast of Florida. So let's look at some of the times here. This is right now. You can see the tropical storm force winds mainly on that east side extending out 100 miles or so. So with time, this is 8 a.m. Monday, and then by 8 p.m. on Monday off the South Carolina coast, moving northward, really close to the coast, making landfall is our forecast, somewhere right there in South Carolina to North Carolina, right on the border. And then 8 a.m. Tuesday, South Carolina to North Carolina and Virginia. By 8 p.m. Tuesday, all the way up, starts speeding up for Delaware, getting into New Jersey and also the New York area. So impacts from the Bahamas, Florida, all the way up to the East Coast. Let's start looking at some of those impacts that we'll have. One of them is the wind. And you see some of the arrival of those tropical storm force winds. And we like to put this on here because it really represents when you need to have preparations wrapped up. You start getting those tropical storm force winds, it gets real dangerous to be outside. So right off the coast of Florida, some of those rain bands could come in and start getting some of the tropical storm force winds and the heavy rainfall real close to the coast. So a little wiggle or wobble could bring those higher wind values on shore in Florida. But with time, the highest probability of the winds continue, and by Monday evening and all the way into Tuesday morning, so overnight Monday into Tuesday morning, you start seeing those winds make it on shore to South Carolina, North Carolina, and Virginia. So that's when you have to have things wrapped up and even continuing to the northeast, getting into New York, New Jersey with some of those tropical storm force winds. The other part of this is we always talk about it, one of the most dangerous factors when it comes to tropical systems is the water. Let's take a look at the rainfall. And some areas around Florida is going to get 2 to 4 inches of rain, but most of it is right off the coast, 6 to 10 inches of rain right off the coast. A little jog of that storm could bring some of those higher totals in, so we'll have to really keep an eye on that over the next day. But look what happens with time. The center of the storm moves north over the mid-Atlantic. That's 4 to 6 inches of rain. And what that translates to is the potential of some actual flash flooding. So the Weather Prediction Center puts this out. This area, a moderate risk of flash flooding, and look at this large area of a slight risk encompassing from Georgia all the way up to Maine. So we're going to be keeping an eye on that real close. And the other factor is storm surge. Some areas getting some dangerous storm surge. Got to listen to those local officials when it comes to these low-lying areas. But we'll be continuing to watch Tropical Storm Isa Eas from right here at the National Hurricane Center.